UN certificates, all these many certificates that we need to get when I'm selling my property, electrical certificate, gas certificate, fence certificate. Can you maybe elaborate on what is important and what we should look out for as a seller?
Yes, Amare, I think these have become accustomed throughout the years, and we had additions to the certificates as well, to the detriment of a lot of sellers. But like you said, primarily there are three certificates. You do get different certificates in different provinces, such
Provinces,
as
yeah.
plumbing certificates, entomology certificates, which only basically apply in KwaZulu-Natal and then in the Western Cape. But
And the
the
Border
predominant
Beetle one.
certificates, correct, yeah. The predominant certificates that we have to attend to firstly start with the COC or the Electrical Compliance Certificate. Now, all of these certificates are basically introduced by means of the Occupational Health and Safety Act. But we've got to remember that regulations were issued for the different subdivisions of these certificates, one for electrical certificates, which are basically determined in terms of the electrical installation regulations, which was published a couple of years ago. In terms of this electrical compliance certificate, and I would like to quote out of the regulations because it's quite important that we have the correct wording. It basically says, subject to the provisions, the user or lessor may not allow a change of ownership if the certificate of compliance is older than 2 years. So this being the only certificate that has a time expiry frame to it, which is very important. So if I've got an electrical installation and I've been staying in the property for 10 years, that electrical certificate will still be valid for me. But as soon as I change ownership, I have to take cognizance of the fact that that electrical certificate cannot exceed 2 years from date of the issuing of it. And that is Regulation 7.5 of the regulations that determine that. So if I do a transfer of ownership, then in that regard, I've got to make sure that I either issue a fresh certificate or that my existing certificate does not exceed a period of 2 years. So that regarding the electrical compliance certificate. Then, like we said, we do have a gas or a pressure equipment certificate, as we call it. And that again, under the Occupational Health and Safety Act, but under the pressure equipment regulations, this is regulated. And what it basically says is that an authorized person or an approved inspection authority shall issue a certificate of conformity after completion of a gas installation, modification, alteration, or change of user or ownership in the form of Annexure 1. So it basically creates the principle that if I have an installation done and that certificate has been issued, and I do not modify or change that relevant gas installation, there isn't a time frame or expiry date linked to the gas certificate. So I can transfer that gas certificate to someone else. But as soon as I do modifications, changes, or I haven't had it certified to start out with, then I have to issue a fresh certificate which complies in terms of the Act. So I think where there's a radical change between the COC and the gas pressure certificate is that the one is transferable, irrespective of age. Only requirement is that you shouldn't have done any modifications. The last certificate that we basically have, again, in terms of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, but the electrical machinery regulations, is the electrical fencing certificate. Now, this fencing certificate basically says the following. Every user or lessor of an electrical fence system shall have the electrical fence system certificate in respect of such electrical fence system, provided that such certificate shall be transferable. That's quite interesting. Where the gas certificate didn't say it in name and nature, this specific regulation clearly states that an electrical fencing certificate is transferable. So, as long as, again, I haven't done any modifications or changes to the electrical fencing system or the energizer or whatever the case may be, I can transfer these specific certificates and I can utilize those. And I think what's very important is that ultimately the agreement or the offer to purchase will dictate whether you have to issue a fresh certificate or not. But I think it's important for all estate agents and even sellers to take cognizance of what the Act requires, because it's senseless placing an additional financial burden on the seller to reissue these certificates if it's not truly necessary to do so. So if you can make do with the old certificates and you can transfer them merely to the new owner, then do so. But I think a lot of the estate agents' contracts makes provision for a fresh certificate each and every time that transfer takes place.
So in summary, electrical, gas, and fence certificates, all these certificates is as important as the contract. So make sure that when you do issue this, that you use people that are competent, like when you picked your estate agent or your attorney, that they're competent to take you through the whole process.
Most definitely. No, that is correct.
Thank you, Johan, for your time, always.
My pleasure. Thank you.